Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities.
Hi, guys. It's Shannon, and welcome back so much to Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere. And today, I am joined by the very handsome and weird Solwyn Jones.
Thanks for having me, Shannon. A pleasure.
Yeah. So, it's interesting doing a podcast with you. You and I have actually, like, Sewell and I have never facilitated together. We met, how many years ago did we meet? Was it nearly 10 years ago?
It probably is about 10 years ago now. And funnily enough, I think the first time I met you, I thought in my head, obviously really loudly, because you picked it up, this lady is seriously weird.
I actually am glad that you're opening with that. And you must have felt that I was probably going to tattletale on you. Because you're one of the people who I have had the most like clear, visceral experience of somebody, of picking up on somebody's thought. And you, when I met you, Sewell and I met through a mutual friend, someone I was living with, and named Tiffany Brennan, who Sewell has actually since had a child with and has been with since. But I was living with Tiffany, and she met Sewell, and she started getting together with Sewell, and we went out one night with you and your friends when you and Tiffany were just getting to know each other. And I remember sitting there and hearing you think in your head, "What a freak!" And I heard the word "freak" come out of your head towards me so clearly. I was like, "Wow!" I actually remember thinking, "I've never heard somebody's thought so clearly." And I just moved on, and you and Tiffany sort of went your own way and did your thing and had your relationship, and then basically like came back into my life and came back into Access some years later.
One thing I just wanted to point out there is, like, I remember you talking about that, and I guess for me at the time I would have, you know, I wasn't really aware that people could hear your thoughts at that point. I was definitely, you know, trying to be like very normal and sort of fit in. And like, that was not something that I was aware of at all. But the way that you, I guess, didn't seem to make that greater than you, or like that wasn't something that would be a problem for you in terms of, you know, talking to me and continuing to communicate with me, was very different to anything that I'd known. So, yeah.
And so, well, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you have gotten into and the classes that you're doing with Access, because it's really specific and you're like amazing at it.
Thank you. So I do a specialty class with Access Consciousness called X-Men. And a lot of what it is about looking at places where people have been like labeled with disabilities, but also people that haven't been labeled with disabilities. But it's basically like these different areas that people have different capacities and different ways that people create and interact with, I would say, like largely the different energies that are available like in the universe. And for me, it's been like a huge personal exploration, and then to be able to like facilitate and everything has just been amazing, and I like learn more about it every day. But it's also that place of like being weird and being different, and for me it's been actually embracing that and starting to use it to create.
Yeah, and I love that distinction. It's like actually using what's different about you rather than judging what's different about you, resisting what's different about you, and having what's different about you plague you for your entire life, which, let's face it, happens to the majority of the population.
Yeah, and it's like, so Gary Douglas was Shannon's father and, you know, creator of Access Consciousness, was one of the first people that also said to me, you know, "You think loud, dude."
You do think loud. That's hysterical.
And he also was one of the first people to tell me, well, he was the first person to tell me, "You're autistic and you need to learn about this shit, because, you know, you need to like get some more information about, you know, like how you function and everything. Because it's like, there are so many of us out there that like have this different place of functioning, but no one's ever given us any different ways of looking at it, or like even a reference point to start with, like, what am I being aware of and how can I use it?
Cool. So let's get into that, because what Sewell facilitates brilliantly, I might add, and I'm hard to impress, but I've seen you do an X-Men talk, and that was like the clarity coming out of your head and the peace in the space. This psychic ability actually that was happening was really refreshing for me, because I am very aware of people's heads. And what so many people do is they say one thing out of their mouth and then there's like a whole different energy going on in their head. So their communication doesn't really match their thoughts. And that has created a lot of dis-ease for me throughout my life. But what I noticed with you is when you're really communicating, and especially when you're talking and facilitating with about the X-Men stuff, the energy that you're being and the energy that's coming out of your head is congruent, and there's a real peace and space there. And I would like to go back to what you just said a minute ago about Gary telling you you were autistic, because what the X-Men curriculum basically is in Access is that it's dealing and addressing with people who have been labeled or diagnosed with autism, a lot of stuff, but I think autism is a big enough conversation just to cap that one, which obviously is a huge thing going on the planet right now. I think more and more children are being born, and I'm doing air quotes with my fingers right now as we're talking, it's like more and more children are being born autistic now than ever before. And so much of, obviously, society sees it as a disability, but in Access, we address it as an ability.
And I guess there is some place where with you, I've always had a more like a sense of comfort in communicating, because it's like with the work that you do with Talk to the Entities and the body and just like everything that you do with Access, like there is that ability to communicate like where you are addressing energy. And it, so much of what people do with the words is to like hide things or like to stop awareness. Yeah. And it's like when you are just aware of energy and you know it can't be stopped and you can't like not be aware of it, there is just a sense of like of peace and ease and space when you can communicate with someone on that level or something where it's where there's just a different sense of like knowing. And I think that's what a lot of these kids like that you're talking about are coming in with, where they there is a place where they just know, and it's like it's not congruent with a whole lot of the way that the world like functions around them, but somewhere they know that there's like something different available, and that, you know, it's like there's just so much that doesn't like match. It's like trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle where all of the pieces can't possibly fit or something like that.
So I would love to talk about two things with you based on this conversation, one of which is communication, because that's a word we keep using that I think is a key building block in really unlocking the consciousness that's available around the X-Men abilities. And the second one is people lying. But first, let's talk about the communication one. Actually, first, let me state this, then I'm going to ask you a question, which is like, since I've been talking to ghosts all my life, I really had to learn like a different form of communication, because we have the communication that we have, obviously, between you and I, we're talking, and we actually, and you would be incorrect to assume that verbal is the only form of communication. There is so many other intricacies to communication, and what Sewell and I are positing and talking about is that there's actually a psychic communication that's occurring, or an energetic awareness that's available all the time, and that even if you're not talking, you can still be communicating.
Mm. And like even as you say that, it just reminds me as well of so much of like how what you said clearly just addresses exactly what was like missing, which is a lot of what I've found that I do and people that I know that have autism do, is that they won't say everything that is required for people to actually get the full picture, because they do full picture in a very different way that doesn't always include like the words mm-hmm. coming out of their mouths. So like that's an area also where I get there can be like a lot more clarity with communicating. And I'm sure you've like, yeah, with entities and everything, that would be something that you would be like, that must be pretty key.
And I think it's really interesting what you're stating about full picture. Cause that's, I know one of the things that Gary talks about with communicating with X-Men, with autistics is, well, actually, before I go there, I want to state where I want to add my second thing about people lying on top of the communication thing. Because what I found growing up is I would have such a difficult time with people. And I always thought it was me that was crazy and wrong. I would make me insane. And it was really access and a lot of conversations with Gary and using the tools, but ultimately really trusting myself and claiming and owning my awareness that really gave me the key to recognizing that when most people are lying all the time. And I know that sounds like a really maybe offensive statement, but it's unfortunately true. And a lot of people, they're not necessarily overtly lying to you maliciously or with calculation, although sometimes people are, but mostly people are like lying to themselves like all the time about all sorts of stuff, which then as a psychic person and as an aware person, you're like picking up on all the inconsistencies and incongruities. Like, I remember like having my mom tell me that I was beautiful, but then hearing in her head like all these other points of view and judgments about my body and all this other stuff. So it was like, it was partly true that she thought I was beautiful, but then there was also all these other judgments that were unspoken attached to it. And it used to just confuse me and make me angry. And I never knew why I was angry until I realized that I was aware and I was picking up on what people were thinking that they weren't saying.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because like what I see as well a lot with this is like that when people are aware of that, like what someone's saying and then the sort of energetic reality around that, that includes like the whole picture or all the information. It's like, I've noticed that like I've done it and I've seen a lot of people do it where it's like they tend to like shrink down and make themselves wrong because of what they're aware of.
What you just called it, the whole picture, was actually, I just learned something from that because it is the whole picture. But it's really interesting because if you look at the whole picture of, I'll just use my mom as a good example. Sorry, Mom. She gets to be an example a lot for me, but you know, I spent a lot of time with her in my life. So, and I can think of a million other examples, but it's like with the stuff with my mom, it's like the whole picture of recognizing in somewhere in her world, there was this point of view or there was an acknowledgement of me being beautiful. But then there was all this other stuff, which was like judgments of herself and judgments of her own beauty and like insanities about how looks are everything. And you could pile on a million different points of view that go on in each and every one of our heads that are like these weird conflicting like judgments and lies and things that we bought from other people and stuff that we're trying to hide and like keep secret because of judgments, basically, that it's really like, that's the whole picture. It's like, no one is really just one way. You can so oftentimes have so many different conflicting, dynamic, opposing stuff going on in one person's head in any given moment. And it's the willingness to recognize that that's actually the whole picture. And are you willing to have the whole picture of what's going on in the world? Or do you want to just have the PG version that's easy to accept and doesn't require you to acknowledge the magnitude and depth of awareness and complexity that's going on?
I was in Sydney just recently and I was walking along the coastline there and I was just walking along and then I was wondering, why am I looking down at the floor, like, you know, the whole time? It's like there's a beautiful ocean. And so I thought, okay, I'm just gonna like be present with the people walking past. And for the first time, it was super clear to me just how much information straight away that is available just by looking at someone or looking into their eyes. And it's like, that's one of the things that has been like, you know, talked about, especially with autism, is like avoiding eye contact. And I guess I get that a lot of that is about just receiving a lot of information at once and a lot of, I guess, awareness. And like what you were saying, Shannon, about like the, I'm not sure if it was the word of like magnitude, but just that, that amount of
information,
at one time. And I get that that's something that probably a lot of people would have been like hiding from, or, you know, like not willing to expose, just because it doesn't match what we're taught or what we're told is real and true here.
Well, it's such a shame too, because when you're talking about, well, what we're talking about that magnitude of awareness, excuse me while I interrupt you and hijack that line of energy. It's like that magnitude of awareness is something that most of us hide from and definitely lie to ourselves that we have available to us. But the cool thing is like, that's actually an ability, which is called being aware. And I used to resist it. And I know you've had your twists and turns with that ability. And what I love so much about access, and especially what my dad has created as a possibility for me to choose, is that awareness is an ability and it's a power. And it's in, for me, awareness has actually become a privilege rather than something that tortures me and to run away from. Because once you're actually willing to acknowledge everything that you're aware of, you have so much more of an advantage than everyone who's pretending like they're not aware.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that your father also talks about with regards to X-Men, is that it's the like mutation of the species to a different, like a higher order of function, not a lesser order. And it's like, for me personally, when I first came across a lot of this information and like tools to gain more awareness and everything, it's taking a plunge in a massive pool, you know, that I hadn't really explored much before and everything. And you especially have been like one of the people that I've seen who have been able to like go from having this like huge awareness and not really knowing what to do with it to being able to actually use it and embrace the capacities and start to create from that place of like, what does this actually give me that I have available that like a lot of people don't, or that they're not choosing to access it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's nice to see examples of it where it does work, when, you know, you also see a lot of where it doesn't work for people, I guess.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to turn what could very easily make me an outcast freak into what is making me a world famous multimillionaire. And that's like, I could have very easily taken the path of outcast freak, I mean, and suicide, because let's face it, like when we're talking about awareness and what the classes that you're facilitating and spearheading with the X-Men stuff is a very controversial arena, but a so necessary arena. And it's great to have somebody who is psychically clear like you getting out there and showing an example of like, hey, I felt wrong all my life. I'm socially awkward, but I'm also not. But this, the ability of psychic clarity hasn't died in you, which I love about you. And I know it could have very easily, I don't actually know. You tell me, could you have been normal?
I think I was probably one of those people that like been sort of trying to like fit in, yeah, like pretty much everywhere I go. And I remember like one thing that I really got that was just so simple with this stuff was like, I used to think that everyone would see the world like the same way as I did, but they just dealt with it better. And it was like a lot of what, you know, like Gary would say to me like over and over again, is like, no, like you're different and you see things differently. And it's like, it's not wrong, but it's like, it's just different.
Different.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Different. And so, and this is one of the, I mean, it's so interesting to discover that there is actually not a normal. Everybody's different. no matter how much people pretend that, and there is actually not a normal. And I know that there's people out there listening right now who, it's like, if you're listening, how have you been trying to fit in all your life? And what have you been trying to fit into? And is it working? And this is really a conversation about embracing the difference. Because is there a place on this, in this world, for people who are psychically clear, people who talk to ghosts, people who can see the future, who can cure, you know, insanity through consciousness, which is really the world I would like to live in and that I champion in every method, in every class that I do, every conversation that I have, so that people like you and me and all of you out in the world don't have to wear the heavy cloak of judgment to hide what's different about you, but rather use what's different about you to create a different world.
Like this conversation that we're kind of like having as well about being weird and being different. It's like so much of what, like, you know, we talk about just seems so normal now. It's, you know, it's like when you start to actually get congruent with energy and like awareness and stuff, it's like oh, this makes sense, and it starts to explain so much of the things that didn't really actually make sense in your life before, with communicating with people, or, you know, like, you know, hearing things that other people don't hear, or seeing things that people don't hear, or even just being like aware of the future or the past in a different way. And it's like it kind of seems to me quite often that like what was weird becomes normal, and then it only seems weird again if you're looking at it like through someone else's eyes or something, because it's like, you know, we're just constantly like moving and exploring these new spaces and different energies, and so there is so much out there to explore, and it's also like this constant movement that there's always a place where you're like reaching for more, even if it seems, you know, really intense, or it's like that awareness that you don't want to, you know, you might not want to dive into, but it's like there, I don't know, there's something about it for me, and I know for a lot of people, that there is just this constant desire for more and to always like learn more and find different ways to be with these different energies. And
yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's everybody that wants more, but I know it's definitely you and me. And I like the analogy you're using about like the surface and diving in. Cause a few minutes ago when you mentioned when you were in Sydney and you were walking on the beach, and it's like, how many of you guys out there have tried to disengage from awareness rather than recognize that you are aware? And I see like awareness is like diving into like the ocean. It's so big and it seems like it can kill you because it's so huge and can be so scary, but it can also be magic. And if you figure out how to swim, how to sail, and you learn the creatures of, you know, the monsters of the ocean and the monsters of awareness, and you also learn like the magic creatures that live in awareness, like the magic creatures that live in the ocean, you're not really like subject to it anymore. You're working with it and experiencing its contribution. And what is it that you make real and true that isn't real and true that makes you at the effect of everything that is going on in people's worlds?
Yeah, that's a great point, because it's like it can sometimes, I guess, seem like we don't have choice with what we're like aware of, but it's like we do, and it's also a lot of what we're aware of is maybe not necessarily like relevant to us or whatever, but we're just aware of it, and it's like there are so many ways of being with those in different ways that can just bring so much more ease to living.
When you say we don't have a choice of what we're aware of, do we not have a choice of what we're aware of, or do we have total choice on what we do with that awareness?
That's a much better way of putting it. Yeah, because I guess it's like that thing of where you can be receiving so much at like one time that it can seem like it's not something that you would be choosing or something, or that you would like to choose. But as what you were just saying about that, of like, okay, so, because one of the questions that we would like suggest starting to ask with this is like, what is it and what can I do with it? And it's like, what can I do with it takes it from a place of actually just being something that you're aware of to actually starting to like use and play with the energies that are available that you're aware of. So that's a really great point, and that gave me some awareness too. So thank you.
And you were ahead of me with that, or you heard me ask the question in my head, because I was going to ask you, can you give us some tools that you talk about in the X-Men classes? And you just did, which is asking a question. And I like that. Like, what is this? What do I do with this? Which I think is probably too simplistic for most people to believe the power of, the effectiveness of, but this is one of the primary tools that Gary teaches in Access, and for starting to actually get awareness to work for you is like simply asking like, okay, what is this? What am I aware of?
And a great like distinction with that is you can also ask like, what am I perceiving? Which takes it out of the place of like you just make it yours straight away and then try to figure it out from that place. But it's like when you ask what am I perceiving, it like it allows it to be something that you can start to, I guess, like pull apart a little bit more and get some more information about it and then start to ask questions about, you know, what you can do with it, how you can use it. But yeah, because that's a lot of what also shows up with some of these different abilities is that people don't necessarily have like a separation between what's going on for someone else and what's going on for them. And so those lines can be like very blurry at times for people of if you're picking up on a thought or a feeling or an emotion, and it's like, okay, first of all, one of the questions that we ask as well a lot is, well, is this mine? And it's like even just that question alone really starts to help a lot of the people that come to these classes to start to get a greater sense of like their awareness and what they're being aware of their whole lives, but never had a place to even just see it from a different place.
Mm. And again, it's like I think we've probably said the word awareness like 100 times, and I don't think we can say it enough, because this is really, we're basically in this conversation championing awareness, which is a vastly misunderstood resource on the earth and one that people tend to use against themselves, but it's sort of like this really powerful element that can either like kill you or like make you like a superhero. And basically, I love how Gary has titled these classes X-Men, which was deliberate, which was a play on the X-Men movies, who are these superheroes of mutation and ability that don't fit, that are like stronger than everybody else. And so it's like, if you're out there and you know you don't fit, that's actually a good thing. And what Sewell and I are basically talking around is that what's not normal about you is actually the greatest strength that you have to offer and be in the world. Believe it or not, no matter how wrong you think you are.
Yeah. Even just that concept alone, like for any of you out there that are listening to this, like we're not just saying that as like a nice like quote or something, but it's, you know, it's like that's actually something that like we've explored, and there are other people that are exploring this, and where it's like you can make yourself wrong or you can be like made wrong for whatever it is. There are 1,000 different things, but it's like if you are someone who is different and you don't fit, it's like there is something there that you have like available, that like we all have something like that. And it's like what gift could we all be to like consciousness and to the world and to creating something different if we're all willing to unhide, even if it's just a little bit for now, and, you know, going that little bit further and exploring what it's like to be different and actually embrace that and use it.
And how does it get better? And what if what you think is wrong about you is actually what's strong about you? We look forward to playing with you out in the world. Sewell and I are going to be doing one call, and I'm really honored because Sewell invited me to do X-Men and Entities. So we're going to be doing one call on that because those two areas definitely bleed over a lot. And after a certain point, it's all awareness, whether it's of people's thoughts or if it's of entities' thoughts. It's all the stuff that normal humans pretend doesn't exist that absolutely exists. And so we look forward to accessing what's weird about you and getting you to what's strong about what you could be choosing and out of this endless cycle of judgment that keeps so many of us in pain and hiding from what's possible on this amazing planet and in the universe.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've had a lot of great conversations with you, Shannon, over the time that we've known each other and learned a lot. And also, yeah, really looking forward to seeing what we can create with this call. And yeah, love to see you all on there.
Beautiful. Thanks, you guys. See you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.